Duddy dug a shallow pit and kindled a small fire with dead branches and dry pine needles. With her back against the fir, Marielle sat dozing, soaking in the warmth of the fragrant, dry atmosphere. Beyond the trees, the rain pounded hard against the path, sending up brown splotches as it churned the dust to mud. Duddy brewed some sage and mint tea, and they sipped the steaming liquid gratefully. About halfway through the morning, Danden became aware that they were being watched by something crouching in the grass on their left. Slowly, he unsheathed the sword, signalling with his eyes to Tarquin and Duddy. All three rose quietly and moved toward the long grass until they could see the watcher. It was a large snake. Danden had never seen a snake before, though he had heard many stories at Redwall of the dangerous poison teeth. He felt a shiver convulse his whole body at the sight of the slithering coils, the flickering tongue, and the twin beads of cold ruthlessness of the reptile's eyes. It came clear of the long grass, hissing and weaving its head from side to side as it menaced them. Danden unsheathed his sword, whispering to Tarquin,
"What do we do now? It looks very dangerous."
The hare took the nearest weapon to paw, his haversack of food. He stood at ease, swinging it experimentally as he replied,
"Nothing to worry about, really, old bean. See those black markings on the thing's back? Well, that's supposed to be an adder. Camouflage, I think. The belly creature's a bit small for an adder. Take my word, laddie. There's lots of harmless grass snakes who mark themselves up with plant eyes and whatnot, just so travellers like you and I will think they're adders and become frightened of them."
Danden kept his sword pointed at the serpent's head.
"Do you think so, Tarquin?"
"Course I do, old son,"
the confident hare snorted.
"The blight is a fraud, a blinking charlatan. Right then, you dreadful snake thingy, move out or I'll brain you on the bunce with this heavy sack. Do you hear?"
The snake, however, had other ideas. It had fixed its reptilian stare on Duddy Quill and was gliding slowly toward him. Duddy stood rooted to the spot, trembling and unable to move under the hypnotic spell of the reptile's evil eyes. Sitting in a half-slumber, Marielle gradually noticed that some creature was talking to her. She opened her eyes partially and saw the armour-clad figure of the Dream Mouse Warrior, whom Danden had called Martin. His voice was strong and stern.
"Marielle, rise up. Your friends are in danger. Rise up, Marielle."
The mousemaid's eyes snapped open. She took in the situation at a single glance. Throwing caution to the wind, she acted swiftly. The snake's eyes were fixed on Duddy as Marielle grabbed her gullwhacker. With a mad silent dash and a mighty leap, the mousemaid jumped clear over the snake's head, bringing the knotted rope down with a mighty crack on the reptile's flat head as she travelled through the air. The snake instantly dropped like a limp piece of cord, stunned by the sudden impact of the blow.
"Duddy, are you all right? Duddy, speak to me!"
The young hedgehog blinked and rubbed his eyes as Danden flung a beaker of cold sage and mint tea into his friend's face.
"Ah, I'd sooner be in yon ford with pikes than looking at that bad thing. I don't reckon that were no grass snake."
Tarquin took a quick close look at the snake, which was beginning to recover speedily.
"Nor do I, old fella. Still the chap's allowed a mistake or two, what? The belly thing's a real adder. Oh, not a fully grown one, I'll grant you, but nevertheless..."
Danden grabbed the hare, shoving him out upon the rain-spattered path.
"Quick, let's get out of here. We're not stopping to argue with an adder. Come on, the rain will put those fire embers out."
Grabbing their packs, they dashed out of the grove onto the path, stumbling and squelching as the snake's angry hiss sounded behind them. Marielle felt much better as she ran alongside her companions. Pounding along the muddy path with the rain bouncing off them, they kept up a breakneck pace until they were certain the adder was far behind them. Farther along the road they halted, heads bowed, panting and blowing as they fought to regain their breath. Danden glared at Tarquin.
"Don't ever do that again, friend."
Tarquin shrugged nonchalantly.
"Sorry, old bean, how was I to know?"
Duddy shuddered.
"You should have chopped off his head with that sword when you had the chance, Danden."
Marielle shook her head.
"No, we do not need unnecessary killing, Duddy. As long as we are safe and in one piece, the adder has a right to life, the same as any creature."
By early afternoon, the black cloud had shifted. The rain halted abruptly and a warm wind chased broken white clouds across a blue sky, considerably brightened by the sun. The companions took food upon the path, walking as they ate. Steam and vapour rose from their wet fur and clothing as they tramped northward. Durry's spirits rose, even to performing a passable imitation of Tarquin's flippin' attitude.
Oh, I say, old bean, be that a wood pigeon or a great eagle? Blow me, I do believe it's carrying me off over the jolly old treetops to eat me all up. Oh, dearie me, I don't suppose it's a wood pigeon. Must have made a jolly old mistake. What?
Tarquin took the ragging in his carefree stride.
Well, roast me aunt's chestnuts, was that a hedgehog or a noisy pincushion? No, it couldn't be. I suppose it was a jolly old talking gooseberry, bit too spiky to bake in a pie, so some bee slung it out onto the path, and it's following us.
Marielle looped Gullwacker swiftly about Tarquin's shoulders.
Look out! It's an adder just dropped out of a tree.
No! Oh, don't do that, miss! You frightened me half to death!
Dandon had been watching the way ahead. He pointed forward.
Look! There's the otter and his wife.
Durry kept up his banter.
No, Tane, it's the frog and his grandfather.
But Dandon was sure of what he could see.
Stop fooling around, Durry. Can't you see? Look on the left side of the path, further on. It is the otter and his wife.
Marielle smiled.
Yes, you're right, Dandon. Though I never thought the otter and his wife would look like that.